yesterday.
Okay, good to have you back.
Okay.
So this is how we said it's moist, then it gives off heat. Lachin machmasatzvon, there's some sort of internal moisture there. It got wet. Somehow they understood that it gives off more heat when they are moist, meaning they have their natural moisture, as opposed to if they dry it out, then you just spilled water on it, let's say. So we want to know when we say it's no good, is it only machmas atzmon or even machmas dovaracha? Toshma, lo betevim, lo bezogim, lo bemuchim, lo basovim, bizman shehem lachim. So all those things when they're lachim. Now, asovim we understand will be naturally moist or zogim, but muchim, how do you have muchim? Muchim is basically pieces of cotton or wool. Cotton, how do you have that naturally moist? Wool. Yamid bishma lachim machmas dovarachim shaper. Yamid lachim machmas atzmon. Muchim lachim machmas atzmon. How do you find pieces of wool, let's say, that are naturally moist? What does that mean? Some way you could have it. Mimarto de beniatme. From the wool that was pulled out from between the legs or the thighs of the animal. That will be moist when it comes off because the animal has perspiration over there. So you could have such a thing. Avohodetoni reboishio. Toimnim biksus yevesho. Ubeperis yeveshim. You can be toimain in ksus means clothing. If it's dry or dry pavers. I mean, apples. You can be mapping apples, but something like wheat or beans, you could wrap a pot in that. So again, ksus lacho machmas atzmechem. How do you have a shirt, a piece of material, a piece of clothing that's moist from its own? It got wet from water. Again, mimarta de beniatmi. If it was made from that wool that came between the thighs of the animal, there's such a thing as being material that's naturally wet. Okay.
This is Hatmana Erev Shabbos or
on Shabbos? No, Erev. We're talking about Mosef Hevel. On Shabbos, anything is us.
This is for insulation.
Erev, Erev Shabbos, it has to be Mosef Hevel. What they understood adds heat. And therefore we have these lists of things that add heat. On Shabbos, anything is us.
I thought Mosef Hevel was a filo or Erev Shabbos.
Correct, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. This parak's talking about Erev Shabbos. Even Erev Shabbos. Like, even Erev Shabbos, right? Good. Tomlin b'ksus u'beperis. You can be toimin b'ksus, clothing, peiris, like we said, it means chitim, Rashi says, kidney is things like that. B'kanfei yoin, the feathers from a bird. Ubin nesayrish shel charoshim, that's the sawdust, you know. Ubin nesayrish shel pishton. Nesayrish shel pishton is the stuff that falls out when you comb out the pishton. Because that stuff is not Mosef Hevel. Melitzmut and Erev Shabbos. Dako. Reb Yehuda Oise Bedako Mata Begaza. He says these things, when they're very thin, we'll see in the world what he's referring to, when they're very thin, even these things are Mosef Hevel. Now you understand, to be trying to point out, this Mishnah is Chaylik, what we just said from Reboishia. We just in the line before said in Reboishia that Ksus or Peiris, if they are naturally wet, you can't use them. This Mishnah doesn't make that differentiation. We hold doesn't make a difference. A piece of a garment or kitten base, even if they're wet, it makes no difference. Everything is mut. Okay. Come to a famous story in the Gemara, which has absolutely nothing to do with it. It's just since we mentioned kanfei yoinen, the Mishnah. Kanfei yoinen means the feathers of a dove, but it's an expression we use for the wings of a dove. Kanfei yoinen. Kanfei yoinen, the wings of a dove. So here we come to this story, which has absolutely nothing to do with us, but it's a very interesting story. Omer Reb Yanai, tefillin tzrichin guf noki. To put on tefillin, you have to have a guf noki, a clean body. What do we mean by that? We'll see in a second. Ke Elisha bal knafayim. Just like Elisha bal knafayim. Now, we'll soon see a story in the Gemara. Elisha bal knafayim was not stam a guy. Elisha bal knafayim was a big tzaddik, and a ness happened with him. We'll soon see. So, the Gemara, we'll point out, we don't mean to say, you read this Gemara lightly, it sounds to say you can't put on your tefillin unless you're on the darg of Elisha Bal Knafayim. That's not what we're saying. Forget it. Nobody's putting on tefillin anymore. We mean to say, in these things, we'll say, in terms of guf noki, you have to be nervous. If it will soon see, if a ness happened to him with his tefillin, he obviously was careful in everything, so he was careful in guf noki too. So we have to be careful in guf noki. What does it mean, guf noki? Mayhi. Abai yom shelo yafiach ben. A person, when he puts on his tefillin, has to be sure that he can hold himself back from being mafiach. from passing gas. If he has to, he can hold himself back till he gets his tefillin off. Because you're not allowed to be mafriach with your tefillin on. Okay. Rav Omer shelo yishan bohem. Rabbi doesn't seem so concerned about that. The people are not going to fall in the middle of it. You don't have to make sure you're not, you can hold yourself back from falling asleep. I mean, but Rav says, yeah. Some say because Rav holds even like dozing a little bit is a problem. So you have to make sure when you put on your tefillin that you're in control enough that you're not going to fall asleep. Or you get real dozy, you have enough time, you're enough in control that you're tefillin off before you fall asleep. Now, why you can't sleep with your tefillin is also not a simple thing. Is Rashi says, Rashi, either it's because guf Hashem yafiach, when you're sleeping you'll be mafiach, you can't control it, or hes chadas is also a bit filling. So when you're sleeping it says chadas. Okay, now the one says, why do we call Elisha bal knofayim? Why do we refer to this yid as Elisha bal knofayim? A very interesting story. V'amai korle bal knofayim shepamachas gozo malchus romi orisho gzeira yisrael shekol amaniach tefillin yanakras moichai. They made a gzeri kippur on tefillin, they'll kill anybody. They'll kill anybody or put a hole in his head, anybody puts on tefillin. V'hoi Elisha manichai v'yetz l'shua. He disregarded the gzeri. We'll talk about it in a minute. Let's get the story straight. He put on his tefillin. Rou kazdur echot, a policeman who was in charge of the tefillin patrol, he saw Elisha going with his tefillin. Rots miponav, so Elisha started running. V'rots achav, the policeman runs after him. V'kevin and shegia etzlo, when the policeman caught up with him, at that point he quickly took off his tefillin. Okay? Notlon mirosh v'ozom yod, was holding it in his hand. He had it like this, covered up. He had his tefillin in his hands. Omar lo, so the policeman says to him, Mazeh biyot, what do you got over there? Omar lo, kan fe yoyna. He tells him, kan fe yoyna. That's what they call Elisha bal knofayim. Okay. Poshad es yod, opened his hands, v'nimtzu kan fe yoyna. And that's happened. It's still turned to kan fe yoyna, and it was okay. L'fikach kairin os Elisha bal knofayim. That's how they refer to him as Elisha bal knofayim. He had a nes with kan fe yoyna. Therefore, I don't know if you know many people, when they wind the tefillin, different ways of doing it, but many put some on this side and some on this side. Some claims that you look like Kanfer Yoyna. Okay, whatever. Maishva Kanfer Yoyna Misharoifes. What's up is Kanfer Yoyna? Why did he pick the name Kanfer Yoyna? He could have said the Chvesnish, the eagle's wings. Why pick Kanfer Yoyna? Mishum the Imsel Knetzioli Yoyna. Klai Yisrael is compared to a Yoyna. Shenema Antilim Kanfer Yoyna Nechbo Bakesef. Ma Yoyna Knofer Megina Soler. Just like a Yoyna. She protects herself with her wings. Rashi says, A, it protects her from the cold. B, Rashi says, interesting thing here. Rashi says that a yoyna is different than all other birds. And when a yoyna is attacked, she will hit back with her wings. Rashi says only a yoyna does that. Other birds don't do that. To check the ornithologists, I say it. Those who study the behavior of birds. But that's what Rashi says. Only a yoyna has that thing that she hits back with her wings. Af Yisrael mitzvahs maginas aleihen. Just like there, the Kanfer Yoyna protect the Yoyna, so too by us, the mitzvahs protect us. Could be. Let's just get to the Mishnah, we'll go back to the Mishnah. Sarah Shal Charosh. Now the Mishnah spoke of two things there. Sawdust, the Sarah Shal Charosh, and Nairish Shal Pishtun, the fallout, I don't know what you call it exactly, from the Pishtun. We said it's more. The Rebbe Yehuda says on that if it's dak or if it's thin, it's osa. Question: is he referring back only to the last thing there, Nesarish Shel Pishtun, or is he referring back even to Nesarish Shel Charoshet when he made this qualification? He boiled Rebbe Yehuda Nesarish Shel Charoshet. Corey, is he going back to Nesarish Shel Charoshet? Means referring to the last two things in the list. Oh, an Nesarish Shel Pishtun, only the last thing. Toshma, the son of Yehuda, Omen Nesarish Shel Pishtun, Dako, Areyu Kizevel, Shma Minoah, Nesarish Shel Pishtun, Koi, he was referring back to Nesarish Shel Pishtun. Just as a quick point, so most, this Gemara looks like an innocent little story, but it happens to be crucial in a major Machloikis or Rishonim. There's a very, Yesoidis Dika Machloikis or Rishonim, that we know that in mitzvahs, if a person is put to the final test, do it or we'll kill you, there's only three mitzvahs that you have to be moisten nefesh. Everything else, the din is, Yav Aval Yehorek. You go over, you don't let them kill you. Now, there's an exception to that rule, which we call Shazeres HaMalchus, Shazeres HaShmad. At that point, there's a din of Yehor Gal Yavor on anything. Okay? Now, the question of Machloike, among other Machloike, is a big Machloike. Let's say the din is Yahav Bal Yehorik. A guy comes over to a Yid, and he says, Chveis, be Machal Shabbos, or blow your brains out. But so the din is, you Machal Shabbos, Yahav Bal Yehorik. Does the person have the right to say, I want to give my life for the mitzvah? When the din is Yahav Bal Yehorik, can a person give his life? The Rambam is very strong that you're not allowed to. A person who gives his life where he's not supposed to is mischayev ben avsho. You're not supposed to give life, but many rishonim hold you are allowed to. It's a midas chasidus. You don't have to give your life, but one can. Faket, it's a high level. This gemara becomes crucial here because we got to know what is going on in this gemara altogether here. This was a shas gzeiris amalchus. That means it's yehorig val yavar on anything. So how do you take off the tefillin? He should not. He should have given his life for the tefillin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, even for the changing the color of your shoelaces, if the Gezeirev said the Yidin wear black shoelaces, they wear white, whatever it is, and they pin you and they say you're a Yid, you can't change your shoelaces. Once it becomes Hashem's Malchus, everything goes. So what happened to Elisha Balk Nafayim over here? That's question number one. Is the Ran says here, first, a very important thing. The Ran says that whenever you say Hergol Yav, it's to do something. But passively to not do something, there'll never be your Hergol Yav. Because you're not doing, not putting on your tefillin is nothing. Or he puts it differently. He says, well, they can force me to not put on my tefillin anyway. They'll just take away my tefillin. Okay. So that means here the din was Yav Aval Yehorik. Obviously, he didn't have to give your life because he took off his tefillin. But if that's the din, so who gave him the right to put on his tefillin altogether? I mean, there was Xeris Malchus. He put on his tefillin. When it came, push came to shove, he took off his tefillin. But in the morning, he put on his tefillin and went outside. He's not allowed to do that. If the din is Yehovah Val Yehorik, if Yahweh Val Yehorik, there's Xeris Malchus on tefillin. So the din should be Yehorik Val Yehorik. But since it's a Sheval Tais, the din is Yahweh Val Yehorik. So who gave him the right to put on his tefillin in the morning and walk out in the street? It says, the Ran, from here you see that one can do a Midas Chasidus.
You can't learn out from a Baal Mofesh.
I don't know. Could be. That's an answer. But that's what the Ran says. The Ran builds from here that there is a Mokum for Midas Chasidus. Okay, let's go right there. He didn't know he was a Baal Mofesh when he put on his film in the morning. Don't forget. You can't rely on that kind of stuff. Okay. All right. According to this Ran, you'd have not everybody agrees with the Ran on this on the Sheval Tais. It wasn't Zeir Shema, but there's never Yehorik Val Yavar on the Sheval Tais. Never, because firstly you're not doing it because the same base they can prevent you from doing it anyway. What's the point? Similar, it is similar. Yeah. It's a bigger chiddush, really. That's not really called Sheval Tais. Okay, a similar idea. Good. Tomlin b'shalochin u'metaltalosan. You can be tomlin with the skins, animal skins, and they're not muksa because the chozilim is galay. You can lay down on them. People use them for mats. B'gizei tzemer ve'in metaltalosan. You can use gizei tzemer, and they remain muksa. And they remain muktza even after your time. And that we spoke about yesterday a little bit. But the Gemara is going to come back to that soon. Kate said, what should you do? You have a little problem over here. You just wrapped up your pot with gizei tzemer. Now you tell me the gizei tzemer are muktza. How am I going to get to my pot? I got it wrapped up in something that's muktza. So obviously it remains muktza even after you use it, like we spoke yesterday. That was a discussion we had yesterday. Mukhin, we will come back to that. So what do? Noitel esakisu ve noiflois. You have a pot, right? You have your pot cover, and you have it. You have gizei tzemer floating around. It's not one piece. It's not like a towel. It's gizei tzemer. You got it. So what you do is you take the edge of the cover, you pick it up, and the gizei tzemer fall off. It's like niwer. It's like when you have. We'll have. Let's say you have a something with a stone on it, so you can't pick it up and carry it. But you go like this. The stone falls off, and then you carry it.
So, I mean,
correct. Tilmatzar is mutter. Letzar davar mutter. We're going to come back to that. That was a big disagreement with Kasha. He would say tilmatzar is also. Here the tilmatzar was for the purpose of the muktzah. I really want to move the muktzah to mess. Here I couldn't care less about the muktzah. I want to move the cover of the pot. That's a very important difference. We have to come back to that. Is mutter. Yeah, that's la halacha that way. That's the kasha. Well, the Rishonim asked that kasha. This gemara we had said tiltum atzad is also. We're going to have many gemaras as we go further in Shabbos that tiltum atzad is mutter. And the answer is, what's your end run over here? Am I moving it for the purpose of the muktzah? Then you can't do it. Or I'm moving for the purpose of the het. I want the het. I got to get the isha out of the way. Then it's mutter. Good point. Now, what? Yeah. It's all over the top. Oh, so that's the next question. Yeah, we can't learn all the filters mukta today. But that's the next problem. Why isn't the pot cover a bosses? Forget about the tzema. The pot cover itself is mukta. That's a big discussion in Rishonim. What?
Maybe a tuffle can't be a bosses.
Yeah, well, if I can't, a tuffle is usually, yeah, but I don't know what you call a tuffle. Rashi says we'll stick with
the pot.
Oh, that's it. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi learns a bosses means you have this and this on top. And this is just what it means. It's the base. It's serving the top. The pot cover is not functioning up. The pot cover functions down. The pot cover is not supporting the giz itself. The pot cover is covering the pot. That's Rashi's answer. A lot of other answers. That's a Rashi. We'll be back to that in about 120, about 75 days, we'll give it. Now, so now you got your pot cover off. So now you got a pot full of cholent, but it's completely wrapped around with gizit semer. So how do I deal with the pot? How do I get my food out of the pot? They apparently didn't have good ladles. Anyway, so Reb Elezer ben Azariah says, "Kupa mato al tzido v'noitel." You don't pick your pot. You see what you have? You have like a... You have basically what you have here is a shape of a pot made out of gizit semer and a pot sitting in it. So your mishkal rishon would be to pick the pot. Now your top is off, so you can pick the pot up, take it out, put it down, do what you want, then you can put it back theoretically. He says not to do that. He says just tip the pot and pour the food out. He's afraid, we'll see, I wasn't going to explain later, he's afraid that if you pull the pot out, then the wall may crumble. If it's not made of steel, it's made of wool, it may crumble. Then you put your pot back, you won't be able to because you can't, now it's real muktzah, now there's nothing you can do. To reset up your framework, you're going to have to move around those gizit semer. So he said, better safe, just leave it in, just tilt it a little bit. We'll see what they mean. They obviously don't hold. You can put it back if the mukts is there. We'll see in the Gemara what they mean. We'll get to that. Meantime, we'll get off to other things. Meantime, first, Yosef Rebbeim, the skins. Shteitoch in the Mishnah here that the skins, the animal skins, are not mukts. The reason they're mukts is the chozel amizgo alayu. People, Rashi says in the Mishnah, they would lay down on them or sit on them, use them as mats. Yosef Rebbe Yonah Zeman Achinoi, Rebbe Yonah Zeman Elozer, Yosef Rebbe Chanina Mechana Gabayu, become a boy in law. Shalchin Shabbal Abayis, Tanan, Aval Shaluman came in the Kopar Lai Loma Tazlina. What did Mishnah mean when we said that Shalochin are not Muktzah? Why they're not Muktzah? Because you would lay down on them, you use them as mats. Is that only I own? I happen to have an animal, I shechted an animal, and I have the skins lying around, so I'm not doing anything with those skins, so I certainly don't care if people lay on them, what's the difference? But what's about Shalochin Shalumon? I happen to be a leather smith, and I what do you call it, a leather tanner. My business is leather, so this is not stop stuff. I'm not going to be so happy if you lay down on it, because after Shabbos I got to work it out and I got to sell it. Aval Shalumon came in the carpet alay loma. That the Mishnah only meant to say Shalochin of a balabayis is not the muktzah, but Shalochin of an umnim they will be makbet. Not going to be so happy if people sit on them, look at them dirty faces. What exactly? Oldimul Shalumatan also. The Kolshkin Shal, basically, it's one of these somewhat psychological questions. And it's, is an Uman makbid on his leather? How far is a person nervous about his leather? Not his leather, his skins. Before he works them out, if people will sit on them, will he be makbid not to let people sit on them? The Taka Muktza. If he doesn't care either because he doesn't share so much his work. What? A muktzah, she has a muktzah or not? What's a muktzah? Mukhin or mukhon? What is it? Yeah, what's that do with mukhin? No.
Even if it's a cheap thing, but is it used for the, are we taking Mr.
Yeah, but there it's not chozi lemizga. That's what I said. It's not. We thought it might be. People don't lay on. That's what Mark came out. These things people did lay on. So therefore, the question is the Uman Makbid not to let people lay on it on Shabbos because you're going to work on it on Shabbos night? Okay. His own Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar established a balabai. He's standing with shalom and kopperlay. He thought in Savora that an woman would be makbid. Omalu Reb Chanin Bachama. Interesting story. It's not true. Kachomer Bishom Reb Yosi. Bishom Reb Yosi said Abu Shalcha Hava. Interesting to know. His father Reb Yosi was a leather person. He worked leathers out, and yet he said, "Vavu Shalcha v'nei shevelan. Go bring them and let's sit on them." So apparently, even the leather guy is not makbid. Okay. Meisve, so we're now okay. Meisve, Nesorim Shabbal. So now we're saying me. You're telling me that even Shalokh and Shabbalabayis is not Muksa because people, even Shalokh and Shalumon is not Muksa because even the guy who has a business angle in the skins will not mind that people sit on them or lay on them. Meisve, Nesorim Shabbalabayis. Nesorim is strips of wood. If their personal stuff. Because he has no business angle, he doesn't use them as a kid. He'll let people sit on them or whatever it is over there. But an Uman, since he needs it for his profession, whatever, he's a carpenter, he's not going to be so happy with people sitting or walking on them. So they will be Muksa. So you are making a differentiation. The personal stuff owned by a private guy, that's not Muksa. Stuff that's owned by a professional will be Muksa. Not like you just told me from the leather. But of course, that was anything he can be making on Erev Shabbos if he sets it aside to use as a serving thing. Okay, so you see that an Uman is different. So the more shiny in his arm, the copper alaya. It's not to judge these things, but the Gemara held that an Uman is makbid on his wood strips. He's afraid they will get broken. What, a leather? He's not leather, the skins. He doesn't care what's going to happen to them already. They'll get dirty. He's going to work them out anyway, whatever it is. Toshma, Oyres, Ben Avudim, Ben Sheinen Avudim, whether they're worked out, then they become leather or they haven't, they become skins. Mutal Taltalom B'Shabbos, you can carry them. They're not muktza. Skins are not muktza. Loy Omru Avudim, Elinian Tuma Bilvad. This that we have a chilek, whenever it's in other places between worked out leather and non worked out leather, meaning straight skin off the animal and worked out leather, that's only to get a tumor. For Kabbalah's tumor, you need that it should be, worked out avudim. Einam avudim, skin stripped right off the animal will not be makabel tumor. So what does the Brisa say? There's no difference between avudim and not avudim in Hilchas Muktz. In tumor, there's a difference. My lab, the chutz, right to what we said. Loishno shabal abayis, loishno shalumon. Chutz araya. Because you're telling me a blanket statement. I don't care. Any type of leather is not muktza. The only time you'll find the difference is the gabi hilchas tuma, but hilchas muktza is no different. So it sounds like you're making a blanket statement. I don't care. Woman, I don't care balabayis. So we're not necessarily losha balabayis. It could be we're all in the world of balabayis. We're all in the world of non-professional, non-commercial stuff over here. It could be. But meaning what? But this is all talking about balabayis. But uman is taki, you can't be metaltal. Ain't metaltalin. So if that's true, the Brisa could have said it. What does the Brisa say over there? The Brisa says there's no difference in avudim and einam avudim. There's no difference in avudim in muktzah. The only time you'll find the difference is in hilchus tumo. But according to you saying I find the difference in muktzah too, the Brisa could have split muktzah too. The only time I don't care what's going on here is by an uman. But I'm sorry, by a balabayas, but by an uman maybe there is a difference. He's makrid on avudim, not. It seems like a blanket statement. The only time you make any qualification in leather is when you come to tumah. Sounds like there's no qualification going on here. The only time, whether or not it's worked out, plays a role is like a tumah. Literally, the list of the day. You could have made, according to a theoretical split within muktz itself. When do I don't care? That's by balabayas. Ava b'shalum and lo. Anuman is makbid. Makbid only in avudim. Rashi learns is makbid both. Whatever it is, but you have an internal split here. You don't have to make such a broad thing. There's no difference. The only find that difference is in tuma. There's a difference minei ubei in muktza that balabayis. I don't care. It's not muktza. Anuman. I got to see you ready. So that's not a raya. Kula b'balabayis komayrit. It's not a raya necessarily. The brisa could be talking all in the realm of non-commercial things. And I'm telling you, the world of non-commercial leather, in muksa makes no difference. The only difference you'll find, even in non-commercial, will be legabit tumas. No raya. So we're still up in, we're still sticking up in the air over here. Zog de gemara kitanoim. Mais machlogis tanoim. A direct machlogis tanoim. Oyresh balabayis. Metaltalin oison. Okay, the Tanakama holds clearly like the first mandoma here that an uman is makbid, so therefore shaluman is muktza. Rabbi Yosi Yomet, which is the Rabbi Yosi we had before on top. Rabbi Yosi brought from his father that he was a professional, he wasn't makbid. That's Rabbi Yosi right here. Rabbi Yosi Yomet, chutzeh vechutzeh, metaltalin oison. Even commercial leather you can carry on. Shabbos on muktza. They're not that makbid, the other people. That's a good question. I'm not going to answer it now. It's a good question. There are steers. There are steers in that. Tosis here. The Gemara seems to say that. The Gemara Kuf Chav Dalet says a midlinya tumor lavikele in the Shabbos muktzah. The Gemara makes the comparison of Kuf Chav Dalet. The problem is it doesn't always hold. That's Tosis. It's a good question. Hoda Yosef Kaboyle. They were these three, they were sitting, remember? Nochar Shaila came up. Hoda Tanan, Ovis Melochis, Arboim Chasarachis. The famous thing we know, there are 39 Ovis Melochis, Kineged me. Where did that 39 come from? Where did the 39 come from? It's, apparently, there's some number floating around. Because like Lamosha, the Gemara will say later, Zoyre, Boyre, Umeraket. Those are counted as three separate ovis. The Gemara says they came out the same thing. I mean, so it's, obviously we're going somewhere. We had a goal to get there. Just on our own, we would have said Zoyre, Umeraket is one Malacha. I mean, we knew there have to be separate Malachas, so we knew that somehow. How did we know there are 39 Malachas? B'chalal, I mean, is Reb Chanina Bachama says Kineged Avodas HaMishkan? That's the usual way we understand. It just we found the Avodas in the Mishkan, whatever we found there for 39 Avodas that were necessary. Omer Reb Yonah Sim Reb Loza Kach Omer Shem Yosef a different way Ben Lakunya Kineged Melocha Melachto Melecha Shabbat Torah Arbom Choser Achas. If you count up in Chumash, how many times you have the word Melocha, Melachto, and Meleches, it's 39 times. That's how they knew that we have to find 39 Melochs. Now, you have your Chumashim out already? Not yet. There's quite a bit more than 39. I think they come out there are 61 times it says in Chumash the word Meloch. A big shmu is that Tosis Yontif has a system. How many systems here? How in the world they got to the number 39? Because the word, the root word, malacha, malacha, malachas, malachdom, malachtom, you'll find it 61 times, I think, in Chumash. Whatever, the Tashyantav has a way that we don't count. I think the Tashyantav goes, we only count when you have it without, it's when it says, loy sasa ko malacha, we're not counting that. Those don't count. You know, it's, because Rashi says, the way we understand the pasuk that says "Olsasa chol melocha" is telling me don't do melocha, meaning don't do how many the 39 times melocha is mentioned in the Chumash. So when it says "Olsasa chol melocha," you don't count that as one of them. Anything that has an Iser on it, chol melocha olsasa, those will fall out. I didn't go through it last night, but he claims if you'll take out all of those, you'll go down from 61 to 39. Okay. It's a good thing to do on the bus when you have nothing to do. But anyway, boy, Reb Yosef, of course, now, even with that cheshbon of theirs, they still had 40. The Gemara still had 40, not 39. Boy, Reb Yosef, Vayovo Habay Solasos Melachto. Next week's Pasha, 2 weeks, it says by Yosef, when he comes back, when he didn't go that day to the big party they were making, Vayovo, and that's from Meshpotiva Chepeda, Vayovo Abayso, Lassos Melachto. Now, if you look in Rashi and Chumash, there brings two pshat. One pshat means he came home to do his work. Melacha means melacha. The other pshat means he came to do what he was destined to do, to get involved with her. So now, the guy wants to know, he wants to ask, where have you, is that count in dominion or not? Are you counting that in your minion? Vayovo Abayso, Lassos Melachto, Miminyonahu, Olo. So now he thought he was asking him, is that, do I need that for my 39? He said, what about, bring your chumash and count them up. Count them up. What do you mean he's in dominion? Count them up. Let's see if we need a dominion or not. We have a similar case where they had an Asik with what, how many times did they say something in the Chumash? And they said, something came up, a question, how many times it says something. And they didn't move. They brought the Chumash and they counted it. It was a big deal. Bring the Chumash and take it out. See what's going on over there. It's a very interesting thing because this Maisa, where did it happen? We don't know. It just says that it happened. Lozozim Misham, they didn't move till they brought the Chumash and they counted it. Rashi doesn't know where it happened. We don't know where it is in the Gemara. Okay, anyway, so what's the big problem? I'm like, no, my problem is like this. I know there are 40 times. One in the 40 is Vayoma Bais Las Malach. In that 40 is also Kikom Sakim Shunusim Amlocho Isodayim. At the end of the Meleches HaMishkin, it says Amlocho Isodayim. Now, the portion of Pshat in that Pasuk, Melocha doesn't mean Melocha work. It means they brought the stuff and there was enough merchandise there. Melocha referring to they brought this, they brought that. Amlocho Isodayim, is there enough? Moshe said, stop. We have enough stuff, let's start the work. So Malacha doesn't there mean Malacha. But that was his question. He had 40. One of these has to go out. So do I say that Malacha Hoysadayim means like I said, so then it doesn't mean Malacha, so then I have to count for Yavu Abaisa. Or the other way, this Hamlocha Isadayim is referring to the work, so then Vayavu Abaisa doesn't count, because we'll say it means he didn't come home to do his work, but like the Gemara says, he came home to get involved with Eishmat Tifar. That was his question, basically. Meaning, so Hamlocha Isadayim would be in dominion, so then Vayavu Abaisa last month wouldn't be in dominion. Why? Because it doesn't mean Malocha there, it means he came home to get involved with Eishmat Tifar. Vahor Kemanda Omar. He means he came down to do what he had to do, not malacha. That'll be the upshot. Or no, the other way around. Means kipshut. He came home to do his work. That counts. In which case, hamlocha is a dayim doesn't count because hamlocha is a dayim means the stuff. Correct. That they brought enough stuff. Take it. We're not sure. We don't know. The Rishonim learn here that you have a problem. On the face of it, it looks on this Gemara that there's a machloikis. One man Dama holds the 39 malachs is the way they taught it since first grade. You go against the Mishkan. Then you have a man Dama never heard about the Mishkan. He looks in the Chumash, it says 30 times malach, he got out from the 39 malachs. Now, if you go that way, it's not an easy business. Because it says in the Torah 39 times Malacha. Yeah, how do I know what a Malacha is, though? Without the Mishkan, how do I get started? I have the number. I have the magic number. You're right. There are 39 things that are awesome. Now, what in the world is a Malacha? I'd like to know. If I'm not operating out of the Mishkan. When you're operating out of the Mishkan, we know what was done in the Mishkan, either for the necessity of the Korban, or for the building of the Mishkan, the Machloikis. But whatever avoids Malachas were in the Mishkan, that becomes a Malach on Shabbos. Good. You're telling me now I have a different system. I don't look at the Mishkan. I see in the Chumash 39 things are awesome. So I know the 39 things are awesome, but I don't know what's awesome. And many Rishonim learn that even the man, the Omar, who says you're coming out of the 39 Melochas, also has the Mishkan. He'd have no way of knowing what the Melochas are without the Mishkan. So that, it's good. So he has the Mishkan. What does he need the Melochas? What does he need the 39 for? He has the Mishkan. But in the Mishkan alone is also not so simple. Because Hainu Zoyre, Hainu Boyer, Hainu Merakit. If I looked at the Mishkan, I would say that Zoyre, Boyer, Merakit is one, not three. How do you know it's three? Because I know I got to get to 39. That's what he's doing over here. The 39, the Mishkan is where I find my malachas. But there are very similar malachas in the Mishkan. I wouldn't necessarily pin them. I would have said, I would have come with 36 of his malachas. But I happen to know from there are 39 of his malachas, because the Torah told me 39. Now I look back at the Mishkan with a better microscope, and I see that Zoyim Boyim Raki must be separate malachas, because I got to get to 39. So that everybody is also the Bishrei were upset. This Mishnayis, if the Mishnayis are going to have to refer back to the Mishkan, to say that someone Bechalal doesn't work with the Mishkan, most Bishrei don't want to accept that. Most, they don't like this combination pshat. What? Yeah, okay, that's the problem. Good, that's one of Tosfos kashes. Tanya command the Omer keneged Avodas HaMishkin. I'm going to bring you a raya to the Avodas HaMishkin person. The Sanya ain chayoven el amlocha shekayosev ahoyse b'mishkin. Heim zoru v'atem lo tizru. Heim katzru, they reaped whatever, atem lo tizru. Heim helos hakroshim, the Levim picked up the kroshim, mikarka la'agola. The karka there, we'll learn later in Azorik, was a shesarabim. The wagon itself had walls, was a shayokin. When they picked up the kroshim from the floor, the street, and put them on a wagon, that was going from Rishus HaRabim Shayyoh, what we call Hachnosa. V'atem lo tachnisu Mishuram Shayyoh. Now they took down those kroshim. So they took them from the wagon and put them down on the floor. That's going from Rishus HaYoh Shayyoh, as we call it so. Heim horidu es hakroshim me'agol akar v'atem lo totsi Mishayyoh Shayyoh. Heim otsiu me'agolo le'agolo. They went from Agola to Agola. That's the way Rashi will learn later. They had them up lined. There four Agolas. Two were lined up like this. One like this. One behind it. And the stuff was on the floor here. They picked it up here. They put it on this wagon. Then went from this wagon to this wagon. So that's a new malacha. You're going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. Heim hotziu me'agola le'agola. V'atem lo totziu me'shayol l'shayochid. Frank Dimor, shayol l'shayochid. You can't go. What's the problem? Mishayol Sayochid, my Kobi, not doing anything. Abai Robert Amitabai, we tell me Ravada Barab, Mishayol Sayochid, Derek Sarab. We had this at the very beginning of the Gimel. It's called Hoshoto. You can't go from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, passing over Rishus HaRabim. We'll get that in much more detail. We'll get that Zoyrik. So good. So on the face of it, that's Yitanya Kavosei. Because he held Mishkan, he held the magic 39, and the Braisa clearly says it's the Mishkan. So she's asking, good. I mean, the way I told you that the Rishonim learned that everybody agrees to the Mishkan, we're just saying that this person, this Madoma, needs the 39, because the Mishkan, I would not have necessarily come to 39. I would have seen things as being overlap and wouldn't have come to 39. So what's the big Tanya Kavosei exactly? You bring me to Mishkan. Everybody agrees to the Mishkan. Oy vey, correct. Shia, you're still with us? Yeah, Tosfos, it's one of Tosfos' kashas. The Rashba says it's a doichak. The Rashba says the Raya is not be'etzem from the whole Braisa, that it's coming out of the Mishkan. Everybody agrees to that. The Raya is from the way the wording. Heim zoru v'atem lo tizru. Meaning it sounds like we're going straight from the Mishkan. We just look in the Mishkan. Because what then is the machloikas? I mean, what does the person who holds only the Mishkan hold? He holds that in the Mishkan itself, without any outside sources, I would see the Malachas separate. He holds not necessarily. I would see, let's say, Zohar, Bar, and Rocket as one. The Loshen at the Tan is Mashra. Just mimic the Mishnah. They planned it, you don't plan it. They did it, dot. Meaning, I go straight Malacha to Malacha. It's the Rajma's Matri. So that's a problem. That's one of those guys. They're not happy to make someone ignore the Mishkan and Gansan. It's very counterintuitive when you learn Shabbos to believe that somebody who doesn't believe Malachas have to do with the Mishkan. I mean, they just don't want to go for their shayna. Want to go invite them? Okay, we'll go invite them. 42? Okay, again, we'll invite them. Because it's Semervei Metaltlin. Okay, we had this discussion yesterday by Muchen, really. What does it mean, Begizet Semer? You can be Matman with Gizet Semer, but they're Muchen. That means two separate statements. Gizet Semer, you can use Hadmona, and they happen to be Muchen. But not that if you use them, they're Muchen. Because if you use them, they become Ois Muchen. So Rava says, Omar Rava, lo shonu, elosh lo toman bohen. When are they Muchen? When you didn't use them. It's two statements. You can be Matman them. If you didn't use them, Hadmona, they happen to be Muchen. But once you use them, that itself is making it set aside, not for work purposes, but for Admona. So it becomes Ois Muchen. Like Abayi said yesterday by Muchen. So yes, the Mishnah is against you. The Mishnah clearly said it's Muktzah even after you make Atmona, because it's telling you directions how to get out of there, how to get your pot out of there. That means you put your pot in this stuff and it's still Muktzah. How could you say a thing like that? He was the first day, he was a freshie. His first day in yeshiva, and he asked him the kashah. L'rova, time the big obviously, it's still Muktzah. Ella, that's not what the Rava said, apparently. That's a different story. using it for hatmona, that's not going to make it ois muktzah. Being miyachid it for hatmona, that's what you'd have to do. Meaning he takes this stuff on Friday and he says, this is no more magizit semer for weaving and that kind of purpose. This is going to become my clay, my hatmona thing. He sets it aside. Now this is a big asik. What does it mean he sets it aside? For this Shabbos, for the next 2 weeks, forever. Rashi says here, le'oilom. Yichud means you have to say, this is now finished from being a gizit semer going on that process. This from now on is my hatmona stuff. So, yeah, Mukhan for sure will be that way. Yeah.
For health,
does it say how long? Forever, Rashi says forever. It's going to be a machlag. Rashi says forever. Le'olam. Second line. Yichla hatmona, le'olam. Aval yichla hatmona, metalchlin also. Itmanami, kiosa rovin, om rabbi yankiv, om rabbasi ben shol, om rabbi, lo shonu, el shlo yichla hatmona. Aval yichla hatmona, metalchlin also. That's the first piyat. So that means in Gizet Semer, if you use them for hatmona, they do not become ois mukta. To make them ois mukta, you have to set them aside, l'firash forever, they're no more Gizet Semer, these are now my kitchen stuff. Ravina says no. Ravataka said what he said. Gizet Semer, just using it for hatmona, is itself equal to yichud. Since these are things that are used for that purpose, I don't have to go through the hareni harech mukhan umazuma. If I use it, that's the same thing as setting it aside. So what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah is talking about professional stuff. Ravino mishal heftik shonu. Heftik means a warehouse, something like that, a pile. Meaning it's not stam gizet semer. It's gizet semer that was already in the warehouse, up for sale. It was already set aside completely for business purposes. That you need more already. That a one-time atuana will not work. That I got to take it out of that closet and say, listen, I'm taking it out for my commercial stuff. I'm putting it now in my kitchen. But standard gizit semer, rovas taka right. A one-time usage will make it ois muktzah. Tanya nami hochi, gizit semer shall heftik. Ein metaltlin also. Ve miskina balabayis lehishtamish boen metaltlin also.
Is this a banish moshos or...